This is KCUR 89.3. Transgender people have been in the news a lot in the last couple years. Think Caitlyn Jenner, for example, who continues to make headlines. And also think the many states currently debating so-called bathroom bills that regulate which restroom transgender people use. As KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, the heightened attention has had a dramatic impact on the life of one local family.
At 3 years old, Debbie and Tom Jackson's little boy only wanted to wear sparkly shoes and shop for clothes in the girls' department. 4 years later, in 2015, Debbie and Tom Jackson posted a YouTube of their 7-year-old daughter, Avery.
Even though I was a girl, I was afraid to tell my mom and dad because I thought they would not love me anymore and they would throw me out and stop giving me any food or anything.
The family hoped that sharing Avery's story would give other families an idea of what to expect if their child talked about living in the wrong body. When I talked to Debbie in 2015, she told me that it wasn't just the dressing up, but it's that Avery suddenly got really withdrawn. She stopped smiling.
And then she got to the point where she just very directly told us, you know, you think I'm a boy, but I'm a girl on the inside.
Avery's parents have always said that it was Avery's choice how public to be. But they were protective, trying to keep her name anonymous at first. I recently stopped by their home where Avery and her 10-year-old brother Anson are homeschooled. This afternoon, they're sitting side by side at laptops playing video games.
Get stabbed, nerds.
With pink, purple, and blue hair tumbling down her back, she's like any 9-year-old girl whose big brother is bugging her.
Don't hit me.
Things have changed for the Jackson family since the beginning of this year. In January, Avery was featured on the cover of a National Geographic issue about gender. There's been a tsunami of publicity, requests for interviews from all around the world. The family is proud of Avery, and they all want to advocate for transgender people, but sometimes Avery gets sick of answering questions.
I want you just think about this for 1 second, okay? And then I'll stop annoying you, promise.
The thing is, my mom told you were just going to come and stop and say hi and talk to her. And this is the thing they always do. It's like I'm the one that always gets the question asked. I mean, I'm not interesting. I'm just a boring person that sits at a computer animating and making games and playing games all day. That's really all I ever do.
Avery and her family were out front early with their experience before all this with the magazine cover. It wasn't easy then. They were kicked out of their conservative Christian church and their homeschooling community. They lost friends and family. Tom is a chiropractor and he lost half his patients. But he says it's different today.
It's gotten worse. I think it's gotten worse because of the political climate that we find ourselves in now.
Hate groups have posted nasty, violent messages on their social media. They've been told they're not fit to raise children. Jackson says he's most scared of someone doing harm to Avery or his family.
This has changed me in ways I would never have imagined. And even to the point when we're out in public, I literally look 10 feet in every direction. And we've been out in public before where someone will walk up to us and say, I know who you are. And then you have that moment of panic and fear, and they're like, I absolutely love you guys. You're great.
In an interview for the podcast, How to Be a Girl, Debbie Jackson was asked if she would go back in time, given their experience.
That's such a tough question.
She says she's encouraged that a lot of people have told them their story has provided a roadmap for how to deal with a transgender child, even help someone reconsider suicide. Studies show some 40% of transgender people will attempt suicide at some point in their life. But sometimes Debbie still wonders if the visibility is worth it.
There's a small percentage of me that says, yes, take it all away. I wish people didn't know our names. I wish people had never heard of us. I wish we just could go about our daily lives and not have to think about these things.
She continues to speak out.
Thank you for inviting me here to tell you a little bit about my family.
Debbie speaks now around the country at conferences like this one about health care for the LGBT community. Planned Parenthood of the Great Plains recently sponsored the conference to talk about issues like suicide among transgender people and holes in access to health care. There were young people and older transgender professionals sharing resources and their experiences. Carmen Xavier was one of them. She's in a conservative blue suit, her auburn hair is pulled back in a bun, and she told me she'd been an elected official and a community leader. She transitioned in her mid-60s, which has been hard. She's lost friends and status. She's heard Avery Jackson speak, and she likes that she's getting sick of being that transgender girl.
And isn't it good that the child is becoming bored and irritated by all the attention. She just wants to be her.
Whatever that looks like. Sometimes the pioneer, sometimes the activist, sometimes just a regular 9-year-old girl. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.